water, sanitation, the facilities around it. There's some kind of ownership that is being created. Around that, if you can organize people to save together, forming groups, create communities among themselves so that they are not just one voice but a powerful voice. And for their own needs, to meet needs that they can borrow and repay, and that's their own money, because these people will never get funding or loans from any other source. Once that happens, if we also can help them to understand more about their building materials, because these people are working with mud, clay, bamboo, anything that you talk about, like climate resilient building construction materials, they are capable of those. They are proof to the wall that they are capable of. The kind of the things that they make out of mud, so artistic and so strong. The houses that they make, when they are given a time, they are durable. So if we can help them to build themselves around those, and they become more capable. And then if we can still talk to them about their own technologies and build up their skills on designs and the skills to make those houses, they will move towards housing. And if they can build step-by-step progressive housing, and that gives a kind of a message to the rest of the communities that they are permanent settlers within that particular area. And that the absence of that slip, the payment slip, will be replaced with a kind of a permanent structure that they can boast about, and of course approach the government to get their housing needs met, the land rights met. So we believe this would be a better way of addressing this issue, maybe country specific, but it would go a long way to make things happen. So we are talking about habitat farming in Nepal with the growth of this caliber. When we talk about helping small families with the initial period of time, but kind of a approach that I just shared with you has brought a greater results of like assisting about 20,000 families this year, and of course assisting more families in the future, and working in all these areas with a kind of an aim and an ambitious goal of 1 million houses to be done for the kind of people that we talked about, who can really make their lives much better, live and have ownership and be a community. Thank you.